It's Darren Copeland, weeknight, only on Mile High Sports.
Shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing, miss? Can I shake that thing, miss? Can I shake?
Till how long, man? How long are they doing it?
I think all the way till like 1:30 in the morning.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I can swing it, but
I'm disgusted.
Why are you disgusted?
So behind you's got the TV, and the Nuggets were playing tonight, and the game just ended. And they were playing the Minnesota Timberwolves, and they lost.
Well, you know, they put a lot of their energy. Okay, we're talking basketball. Sponsored by you, if you'd like to. You can always email us for inquiries at DarrenCopelandExperience@gmail.com if you're interested in sponsoring the basketball segment of this particular thing. So the Nuggets go out and they beat the allegedly best team in basketball.
Oh, no,
and then
no.
They come back.
The Warriors are the best team in basketball.
And then they come back and then they kind of fold one here. And I will tell you that Denver, #AkbarKnows, is a trap. Okay? The reason why Denver should win 50 games, the Nuggets should win 50 games a year, every year. And Doug Mo knew this. Is people who are playing on the East Coast come to Denver either on their way from the East Coast to the West Coast or on the way from the West Coast to the East Coast. So they're either playing it looking forward to a big trip or coming here looking past a big trip. And neither time are you ready to be playing the Denver Nuggets at altitude with all the things they are. And, you know, and I'm not giving, you know, these guys are all in good enough shape that they're not going to be tired where they're running, but their knees are a little bit tired. And when you saw against Golden State, you saw Steph Curry airball that one.
Yeah.
That was his legs were feeling tired, so he overcompensated.
Well, and I
get that's definitely altitude.
They had a huge game against Oklahoma City on Saturday, but that was 2 days earlier.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. You got traveling, it's late night travel, it's late night check in, late night get to bed. Sleeping from 5 a.m. to, you know, noon is never as good as sleeping from, you know, 10 p.m. to noon. Well, I mean, obviously.
Obviously.
Opinion, man.
Here's the deal, though. That theory kind of flies right out the window because they were playing at home against Minnesota, a team they should beat.
Yes, but here's the other half of that. Here's the other half of it. When they were playing Golden State, they had five of their main players out. Whether you believe they should be the main players or not, they had five players out, and they managed to just basically blow out pretty much a full-handed Warriors team.
I'm still not following your logic because they actually had an extra
body
tonight.
They expended so much energy on that they have these young guys haven't learned to come back and be able to be good every night.
Those sound like excuses, man.
Those are not excuses.
I don't like it. Be losing.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I think it's coaching. I think you have to make guys realize, but a lot of times they don't understand. Guys who are 19, 20, 21, because people are getting into the league younger and younger, don't understand that you have to. It's very difficult to be a pro where you have to be able to go out on a Tuesday night and play a great game, and then you have to go back and you have to go on Wednesday or Thursday where your feet are hurting and you have to put them in buckets of water and all the other terrible stuff that athletes do go through in spite of all the money that they get. They do have to go through a lot of injury and all that sort of thing. And, you know, to be able to go and play hard every night is a very difficult thing that I think most young kids are not used to doing. And that's just what happens with the Nuggets here. You know, they are able to play up, shows their talent, but now you need to show their consistency.
You are dismissing a terrible performance tonight. There's no excuse for it. And this is why the Nuggets are never going to be good until they learn how to be pros. And you know how do they learn to be pros? You have leaders on a team. And right now, the Denver Nuggets do not have any honest-to-God leaders on that team. They have a coach, but you need player leaders, and they don't have any.
No, you know what? I think that's it's exactly the problem. And I think what you saw and what you're seeing is, and this is the other problem that makes it even more difficult, is that, you know, it's become obvious that this team is I have to give you it. Everyone's talking the Joker, so it's your stupid, stupid nickname. Mine's better, but your stupid one wins out.
It wins out.
Okay.
Yay.
So he's the leader of the team, but he's a rookie. So he's sort of ripping it out of guys who are expecting to be. Guys like Gallo, who has fought his, you know, who plays his guts out half the time, but he's injured and he's out
injured
again
all the time. Yeah, that's a problem.
Or Wilson Chandler, who's in the same case, who can light it up. You know, they're trying to get back in and they're trying to be pros. And when you get into your five or six, you either learn to fit in and shut up or you learn to be a leader. And I think that Jokic doesn't really understand, and he understands that he can be a leader right now, and there's guys responding to him and there's guys not. Jameer Nelson, all right, said that playing with Jokic is one of the best players he's ever played with, and he's like 60. So he's played with a lot of guys.
See, I'm looking at a guy like Jameer Nelson, though, and Jameer Nelson is a guy who's been around the league for a long time, knows what it is to be a pro. He really kind of needed to this season take over that role and be a leader until he could groom a guy like like Joker.
Well,
honestly,
Moody,
Gallinari should be the leader.
He's looking for Moody. Well, he's not. But I mean, he's looking for Moody to step up, and he's not. You know, you're never going to be a championship team as long as Jameer Nelson is your. And I love Jameer Nelson. And I will tell you something. I think Jameer Nelson right now is the best option right now for the Nuggets because he is a guy who can actually look to pass to Jokic and knows where all the passing lanes are. I mean, even if you are not known as a passing guy, by the time you're 112 as Jameer Nelson is, you know, you understand where the passing lanes are.
He went
from
like 60 to 112 in less than 5 minutes.
Like he's aging every day, but he looks that old.
No, I know.
He looks that old.
He's got some city
miles. But when you have, and here's the thing that I'm so excited about the Nuggets, is I think that you can put in Jokic and you can put in Plumlee at the same time. And so you have sort of three outside, two inside, play high-low with the centers who can both pass and feed off each other, and then you create that sort of different mismatches. Because, frankly, the NBA game is not about stars. It's about how many mismatches can you create on a basketball court at one time in order to really put another team off balance. And if you can do it with stars, I mean, obviously, if you have LeBron James is going to just come down and just rip over everybody and you know, throw people to the side and growl and do all that stuff.
Well, he's a football player on
the
basketball
court. Well, he is. I mean, he is. And so that's one way to do it. But the other way to do it is you have a 7-foot shooting guard and you have a savvy point guard who knows, you know, how to get a guy out and feed off to go the other way. And I think that's the way that you can do it. You have to find the mismatches. And I think right now the Nuggets, the way they're constituted, are starting to find ways where they can exploit mismatches of other teams.
Well, I will say this. They are bringing in players. First of all, we are becoming like the old Celtics. We're becoming like the whitest team in the NBA. We're just full of tall white guys now. But they are players.
If I could be as terrible as the 80s Celtics, who had all those white guys and kept winning the championship.
Listen, I know. I do see what they're trying. They're bringing in these guys like Juancho and Gallinari. Not Gallinari, but Gallinari fits this mold. Joker.
They're looking for unorthodox players to play positions so they can get mismatches.
They're looking for versatile players.
You want
play
it. You want
places.
It. Gallinari is legit 7 foot, and he plays basically shooting guard.
No, I'm not arguing with you. I get it. I see what they're trying
that's
to
what
do.
That's what they want. That's what they want. And that's the way it's going to – listen, I think the Nuggets in some ways are ahead of the curve on this because I think this is the way it's going to go. I mean, when you see Durant as 7 foot as a shooting guard and you see, you know, 6'8" LeBron James as a point guard and you start seeing guys like John Wall who's 6'6" and you start seeing guys, you know, like Porzingis and you see people like, you know, Jokic and, I mean, Dirk Nowitzki. I think that Jokic, you should look at Dirk Nowitzki's career for a blueprint of what you're going to get from Jokic.
That would be ideal.
I don't think it's ideal because he only won one championship. He had some great teams with him. He got broken up. He got broken up with Nash, and that could have been great.
Dirk is still, I think, the blueprint you want. If you put players around him, hey, the fact that Dallas won a championship in the midst of those other big name cities winning championships is actually a tribute to Dallas because. One, everyone thought the Heat was just going to walk all over them, and they played with heart, and they played with guts, and they won. And it's the only time I've ever rooted for a Texas team. Could be a even close to what Dirk Nowitzki is, this Nuggets team has a chance to do something good in the future. But right now, they don't have a leader. And if we're relying
it's hard to have a rookie be a leader, man.
But if we're relying on Joker to be a leader, it's going to be a few years because you don't.
Well, listen,
overnight.
I mean, that's the reason why they traded Nurkic because he was being a brat.
Yeah, he was pouting. I get it. And Plumlee did score 11 points tonight, so there you go.
You know, it's his first, but they're still like he tried to. So this is. I don't know if this is like too basketball strategy-y, but I'm going to give it a shot. All right, I'm just trying.
All right, okay.
So like, what they're missing is. When you have the high-low center game, when you have two guys who can pass it, is it sort of adds another layer vertically. So you have the point guard, then a guy at the front post, and a guy at the back post that those guys can pass off with. So it's quicker passes. And then you can also have guys shooting off the wings who can also get into that and make that. And there were a couple times where Plumlee tried to put him up for guys for big dunks and he missed. So I think that's the timing that's got to get there. But I am excited because having two guys who can pass it out, go out, and then Plumlee looks a lot like a much better, bigger version of Free. That's all I'm saying.
All that said, still disgusted that they lost to the Timberwolves. It should not have happened. It blows all the good karma they built up by beating the Warriors, and it makes me sad and angry.
Do you know what the thing about karma is?
Get off my lawn. What?
No.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports.